I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Right now, much of the focus at Sochi is following the rocks. The curling rocks, that is. Okay, not really, but the men's and women's semifinals will be happening tomorrow. The men's matchup will see 2010 gold medalists Team Canada facing relative newcomers China. And it's going to be a tough day for Canadian curling fans because one of Canada's best curlers is coaching the Chinese team. Marcel Roch is a three-time world champion and a legend in Canadian curling. He left his hometown of Edmonton, Alberta to take the Chinese team to Sochi. Jim Pringle is Executive Director of the Alberta Curling Federation.
Marcel was hired by the Chinese mid-summer last summer to go over and work with their respective teams looking towards Sochi and maximizing, I think, what they achieved on the ground there.
So Marcel Roch has quite a record himself. He won four Canadian championships and three world titles in curling. Is there a sense of sort of dismay in Canada that he's gone off to coach the Chinese, or are they all kind of championing what he's doing?
It's a bit odd to see him with a different color uniform at the international level. But there's been lots of precedent in regards to Canadian coaches and players working with other countries on an international basis. And certainly he's not the first. We've got J.D. Lind from Alberta is actually working with the Japanese women, and he's in Sochi as well. And we've had a number of other coaches who have also been hired to go over and work with different countries and different teams. So it's nothing outside the norm, I guess.
So I'm curious, when Canadian coaches take on other countries' curling teams, do they still train in Canada?
Well, it's a combination of both. So I think that certainly the majority of what we would call major bonspiels are throughout Canada from the end of September to early December. And it's certainly normal now to see a number of the international teams here competing in those major bonspiels. So they use a combination of training at home and then coming over here and using both the facilities to train and, of course, the various competitions to work towards the international Olympics and World Championships.
So is it true that these international teams still use the English calls in curling?
There are some curling calls or phrases that don't translate very well. So you'll certainly hear all teams using certain phrases in English. Certainly one that probably everybody uses is hurry hard, that the English is used for that. Doesn't matter whether it's the Koreans or the Swiss or the Canadians. That's one that is used by everybody during the course of a game.
So big matchup tomorrow, a Canadian and Chinese men's curlers go at it in the semifinals. How do you feel about Marcel Roch?
Well, I mean, I think from a curling fan perspective, everybody hopes it's as good a game as they had in the round robin. It was high quality. It was outstanding curling. And I think that everybody's hoping for more of the same. I'm sure if you talk to all of the curling fans, in, whether it be in Edmonton or in Canada, this is one time that they're going to hope that the red and white and the maple leaf are victorious.
Well, you're being very diplomatic. Thank you so much, Jim Pringle, the executive director of the Alberta Curling Federation. He's been talking to us about a famous Canadian curler, Marcel Roch, who is coaching the Chinese men's and women's curling team. Thank you so much.
You bet.